Radio MD. RadioMD.com. It's time to change your habits and start living a healthy, happy, and fulfilling life. Rewired Radio with Erica Spiegelman.
Welcome, everyone. The road, obviously, to recovery is a complicated and wonderful journey that actually can affect our family, our friends. It usually touches all people who have recovered. It touches all people who the recovered has in their life. So it's vital to understand that someone that's recovering, they have to change their lives. They have to have the support of their family and their loved ones, and that it's always something that is going to be worked on and something that we need to communicate and talk about. Our guest today, Cherie Davila, is the owner of Bright Future Recovery, which is a residential detox facility. Cherie is in recovery and has a passion to help others and guide their families through the process of addiction and recovery. Welcome to the show, Cherie.
Thank you, Erica. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh my gosh, it's our pleasure. And so how is addiction and recovery, how does that affect the families across the board?
Honestly, I don't feel that, you know, addicts understand how much of an impact their addiction has on the family.
Yeah, they don't sometimes.
They just feel, you know, it's just me. I'm not doing anything to anyone else but myself. But really the families, you know, they're the ones that lose sleep at night. They're the ones playing cops, looking for their loved ones. Are they alive? Are they safe? Are they eating? You know, so it really affects them and their workability to go to work or whatever their daily lives entail. When they have a loved one or child out there that is suffering with addiction, it really affects their function, you know, and their personal life as well.
Right. I always try and tell family members of my clients, or the client is the one getting help, I tell the family members that they have to take some steps towards getting therapy themselves or having a support group or community or someone for them to process, you know, this pain and these changes.
Absolutely.
How do you help people, you know, find these communities, or how do you get them to see that they do need support? I mean, sometimes family members are like, I'm fine, and, you know, I don't need this, I don't need that, yet their life is falling apart.
And sure, absolutely. Yeah. And it's really a domino effect, and addiction really affects the full family dynamic. Education is key. You know, educating yourself on what is addiction, what is my loved one going through? Because a lot of times families do tend, you know, it can go either way. Some are, it's not me, it's them, they're the one that needs help, don't put the finger on me. And others feel, what did I do wrong as a parent? You know, did I raise them wrong? What could I have done differently? And they put the guilt and blame on themselves. So really, in both ways, it's education, it's understanding, like, look, this isn't me, it is them, but what can we do differently in the home environment to support them and their recovery?
Absolutely. And I, you know, and also to educate them that, you know, that the recovering person is, you know, going to be making a lot of life changes, that they're going to, you know, have different goals now, that they shouldn't be around drugs or alcohol. There's so many different things that the family members need to be mindful of and aware of.
Exactly. So, you know, where maybe if the addict, maybe alcohol at the time is not an issue, and the family, you know, is that household that likes to have family over for holidays or parties and serve wine or liquor, and they have to understand, in order to help their loved one, they may have to eliminate all of that. They might have to have a safe zone for them to come back into, a supportive, healthy environment for the one that was an addict, because maybe they went in for prescription pills or methamphetamines but come out and know they can't use that drug, but maybe they get tempted with alcohol, which could cause a relapse.
Right. Oh, there's so many different scenarios
exactly.
that could come up. So how do you help families understand what enabling is and how to set boundaries and, you know, how to, you know, understand that they can empower themselves, they can have boundaries, and they can learn what it is to allow that loved one to just, you know, learn on their own and let go a little bit? How do you go about having that conversation?
Sure. I let them know, you know, first education. I let them know what addiction is. And, you know, families always say the same thing. They're so manipulative and, oh, but yeah. they're a really good liar. And, oh, well, you better be careful with this one because they know what to say. And really, that's the addiction talking. So letting mm-hmm. them know, like, when they're asking for $20 for gas or, you know, they're giving the guilt trip on the parents, well, I'm really hungry, you know, letting them know, hey, they're also a drug addict. If they can go find $5 to get their drugs, they should be able to find $5 to put a meal in their stomach. So mm-hmm. letting them know not to feel like, oh, guilty, I'm, that's my kid, they're starving. You know, letting them know tough love really will get them to be willing to get help. I mean, when I help families with intervening on the addiction of the individual who's addicted, it's really letting them know, look, it's not that we're finger pointing. We have to break that addiction. And it, able to do that, we have to raise the consequences. If the addict is too comfortable in their living environment, if they're able to mm-hmm. live at home and they have a car and money, yeah, they're not going to want to end their addiction. But when you raise right. the consequences and you let the family know, look, we have to cut all these things out. We have to stop all those outlets and plugs that they have so that they know these are the true consequences of addiction. And when you explain it like that to the family, sometimes they start understanding, like, okay, that makes sense. Otherwise, they'll never right. want to get help. And when you put it in that sense, families, you know, are willing to start doing more, whatever is needed. And I really encourage always talking to a professional and asking them, you know, guide me. What do I need to do? Because a lot of times, you know, it is hard. You don't want to put your loved one on the street, and you do want to put them in a comfortable mm-hmm. place to live because it's easy to feel sorry for them, of course, but the addiction will never end in that sense if you do it that way. I always encourage Al-Anon meetings. They're free. Mm-hmm. They're, you know, they have them in all local areas, so it's a great family support system. So it that's is, always yeah. an option I like families to go to, and I always tell them I'm available to answer any questions and guide you through the process. The education is key in letting them know that if you enable them, they'll never end the addiction.
Yeah, and it sounds like in giving them the option of tough love, to be loving but also tough love is exactly. is hard for a lot of families because they don't want to feel like they're abandoning their loved
exactly.
one. But I always think that there's a good distinction between abandonment and tough love. And if, you know, if we don't love you and set these limits, like you said, and these boundaries, then you're never going to get better. And we're just going to keep on allowing that, you know, that same behavior to keep continuing, and that pattern will never end. So, that's
exactly.
fantastic. Yeah.
And they they're going to mm-hmm. hate you. They're not going to hate you. They'll thank you later when they've gotten help and realize that you were not enabling that addiction.
Right. I think that's a good point to make, that sometimes the families feel like they're going to be disappointed, they're disappointing, that they're going to be, you know, mm-hmm. never forgiven, that there's all these negative consequences that are going to come. But I think if people, you know, look within themselves and know from, like, deep in their heart that they're only doing this to save someone's life that they love, then,
right.
you know, they have to walk through that fear of maybe being, you know, a little bit hard or setting those boundaries, and that, you know, that person will eventually thank them for the structure.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, that's fantastic. So we're going to get into talking about Bright Future Recovery soon in the next segment, but I just wanted everybody to understand and know that you are available for interventions and questions regarding treatment, and you have your own treatment center. So where can people find you?
They could call us directly at 831-638-4925. They can go mm-hmm. online to www.brightfuturerecovery.com. We are also on Facebook, Bright Future Recovery, or they can also call my cell phone, 831-245-7736.
Thank you so much for reminding everyone that they need support, love, family, community. Thank you for coming on. You're listening to Rewired Radio on Radio MD. I am Erica Spiegelman. Thank you, and stay well.